Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5HourEnergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Remember, with one victim claiming she forced him to... Can I say that word?
No. Why did you... Oh, did you write that?
Yeah.
I'm looking over your shoulder. No, you can't say that.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
That screw up one of your parlays. Mr. Playboy.
I had the Bills. At Costco's, he talked me.
Costco.
You're going to have to go to Costco.
Whatever. He talked me into Kansas City with the Patrick Mahomes.
You underdog. Can't bet against Mahomes.
Underdog stat. He's so, hey, listen, like a sheep I bought in.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
They're saying they will continue to operate while it restructures their debt. Their debt. Their debt.
Their debt.
Okay. Yeah.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that. Like,
talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Thanks, Coach.
Creamy dishes.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Show! Yeah.
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Good morning.
What it do?
How you doing?
Hey, life is good, man.
It is.
It is.
Not if you're a Bruins fan or not.
I mean, you know, hey, well, there's always next year.
Let me go to the man with the finest television in the New England region.
Yes.
Did you have the double picture in a picture working last night?
Okay. I had the PIP going, okay. Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a good one.
I mean, that's three rotten eggs in a row from the Bruins. So right. I don't know. You give up two short handies last night, and I know what the issue is. I don't know why there's an issue.
Right.
I don't know why they refuse to score goals. I think, what do they have, six goes at the power play last night and scored on one of them, and that's it? So I don't know what the... Curtis, you're the hockey guy.
In my estimation, if you give up more shorthanded goals than you score power play goals, not a recipe for success for the old spoke B.
No, it isn't. No. Curtis, you might be right. Montgomery might not make Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, hopefully he has family to comfort him, but he is out of a job by the end of the week.
Also, not a great night for Jeremy Swayman either.
Nah, because the one goal where the second goal was, it looked like that was a goal he should have easily been able to stop.
Yeah,
you know, there was a there
it's
was
like things aren't working for him.
Yeah,
oh.
he needs a binky.
I don't know.
He may want to go back and check that list that he wrote down of the things they used against him when it came to negotiations and see if he can focus on anything that was on the list.
I don't think he's been the same since that coffee meetup.
All right. And then tragedy averted last night before the football game when a giant hunk of metal fell from the roof of AT&T Stadium. And I'm sure that I would assume that Jerry fired six or seven people immediately upon that happening.
Well, he should have fired Mike McCarthy when it happened. That is that team is
disaster.
What? That team is just
six straight games they've trailed by 20 plus at home.
Mm. I mean, the first play of the game, I know it got called back by Lyman downfield, but Nico Collins. House call, 70 yards?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Joe Mixon touchdown. Even
in three in the night. They couldn't control him.
Even Manning and Belichick and Eli were talking about, because I watched the horrible Manning cast, which I tend to.
You are their number one fan. For somebody who hates it, you watch it every week.
I watched the first half of Bill.
Why do you keep doing that? Is it
because I like Bill?
Just because of Bill Belichick?
Yeah, because I feel like you get a little bit of insight and nuggets.
Yeah.
It's oddly entertaining because it's a car crash.
Yeah.
Eli's there, and like you're just waiting for him to pick his nose, and then Bill's just watching the game, and the brothers are talking, and Bill will jump in. It's, I don't know, it's oddly relaxing.
Yeah,
and I mean, I feel Peyton every once in a while. I assume it's not scripted, but every once in a while he gets off a good line. Like he got off a good line last night about the Tyson Paul fight.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
By the way, when I'm right, we don't talk about it.
What?
We argued all last week. Wiggy was defending the honor of Mike Tyson. Could you admit that was a complete and total farce?
Oh, that was an absolute joke.
It was
a joke. Now there's the whole rigged rumors or whatever.
It's rigged.
It was definitely rigged.
I think Tyson just got no gas left.
No,
it
was rigged. No. It was 100% rigged. There were states that stopped gambling on it on Friday afternoon because they figured out they wouldn't allow people to wager on it because it was rigged.
I think it was in a point where Jake Paul was basically like, I'm going to go easy on you.
Oh.
Right.
So it's not like
he seems to be deferential.
You said last week, these are two fighters.
Right.
When they get into the ring, they're going to take each other's heads off.
But one tried to take the head off early, and Tyson, he threw a couple of haymakers and didn't really do nothing to Jake Paul. And then Tyson was just, he looked like an old man going back to the corner after every round. And I think Jake Paul at one point was like, I'm going to take it easy on this guy because if I want, I could literally destroy him. Tyson looked so old. I mean, he looked like a 58-year-old man trying to fight a 31-year-old man. It was bad.
Yeah, I don't know if America will ever recover from seeing Mike Tyson before that fight in his in his odd skivvy-like boxing getup.
That was more entertaining than the fight.
I mean, you have to have a lot of confidence to be wearing something like that around in front of 60 million people on Netflix.
Greg, is that a full beaver moon?
I think it might have been.
You can put it as either a lot of confidence or no functional brain cells.
Also, I don't know if you had issues or not. I was watching that fight with DMs and her friend who was visiting. And the Netflix quality sucked.
So bad.
And don't they have a Christmas Day football game on Netflix this year?
Oh, not just one. They have two, and both of which are great games. They have Steelers-Chiefs, and they have Ravens-Texans.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't like what was the issue?
For me, it would go from... You know how when something is really... This happens to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Also on Paramount Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, honestly, I'm hoping I want Elon Musk to fix everything when it comes to government spending with Doge. But mm-hmm. then I would like for him to address the technological issues that we have on streaming in this country in 2024, nearly 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Paramount Plus blows.
I
was watching last night the show.
Lioness
last night. And I get that buffering thing.
I'm telling you, though, because I had zero issue with the Netflix.
It's not me. It's not on me. The Netflix was fine for the fight for me. It's okay. I don't think I have a network issue. I have a normal server or whatever they call those things.
No, the buffering is clearly your Wi-Fi.
It's not buffering.
Not with the Netflix one. No, I had those same issues.
No, but I had Netflix.
You had it for the Tyson fight?
I had no issues.
Shyam and I talked about that. Was that yesterday morning? Yes. We had the same issues trying to it wasn't going out, it was the quality of the like the picture that you were giving.
Yeah, I was watching the fight prior to Tyson Paul, the two women who were beating the bag out of each other, which was an awesome fight. And it was just like my picture was grainy for half the fight because it was so bad.
Wi-Fi, man. Yeah. If your pitch is going in and out.
That doesn't happen to me with any other app ever.
If your pitch is going in and out or it's buffering, then that means maybe you need some more terabytes or whatever the hell it is.
I thought you were going to say DMs had an issue with the Paul brothers driving in on that car looking like absolute tool bags. I mean,
I respect the both of them.
Yeah.
They are giant.
But them on the car was...
No, they are giant tools.
You got to respect their hustle, though.
Yes, I do.
Did you see the number of people that watched the Tyson fight?
Yeah, that's the problem.
But that's fraudulent. It's so fraudulent. I saw Nielsen and other people that keep ratings. I don't know, ratings or whatever.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't 60 million?
It's that they could have Nielsen do the same rating of their broadcasts, but they don't want to pay for it. So they just say 60 million people saw it, which means you could click on it, click away from it. That counts as one of the 60 million.
Okay.
So it doesn't have anything to do with how long you watch.
I mean, it did give me pause because that is a considerable amount of America.
Right.
If 60 million people on Saturday night at 11:30 or whenever they finally got to it, were watching that.
Wasn't it Cowboy Stadium? Obviously, that place is massive.
Yeah.
It seemed like every, like, bar or restaurant that was open around that time was basically like, all right, we got the Jake Paul Tyson.
That wasn't at Cowboy Stadium. Was it in New York?
No, that was a Cowboy Stadium.
It was at Cowboy Stadium.
Texas. Yeah.
Oh, the fight on Saturday was in New York.
Oh, you're talking about UFC.
Sorry.
And it just seemed like everybody and their mother was talking about it and watching it. So, I mean, I don't know how, like you said, Curtis, if somebody clicks on. I mean, people might have clicked on and hung around for like a round or two and then goes, oh, Tyson just looks old and got the hell out of there.
No, but I would have some concern if I were Netflix when it came to both of those Christmas Day football games.
Isn't Beyonce performing on one of them?
Yes.
I don't know.
She is.
I don't know. Okay. Is she being paid by the vice president or is somebody else paying her?
I don't know. She's probably paying well. Christmas Day game, right?
Yep. So Cowboys stink.
Ravens Texans.
Cowboys, did you see that the reason that the Cowboys and the Bengals on December 9th cannot be flexed by any chance? They have some collab going with The Simpsons, and so they've already produced everything around the football game.
The jerseys.
They do.
They have like special jerseys for it.
And they have one part of the broadcast planned where the current president of the United States, Curtis, is in the Amazon, and he just homers his way back into the brush. during halftime of the football game. So
that would actually be tremendous.
You know what I'm really loving during this changing of guard, if you will? All the AI videos that are coming out of people making, like, Trump and Biden gallivanting around, like, enjoying each other's company.
The Why Can't We Be Friends
one? Yeah, that is something that I enjoy watching.
Really, so did you like the one with Trump and Kamala on the beach kissing?
I did not see that one.
You have a different algorithm when you
Yeah.
That was classy.
This is Alex from Shrewsbury, as they call it out there. Hello, Alex.
Hey, kids.
Hey, kid.
There's a bright side to last night's Bruins game. The Blue Jackets goalie made 28 saves and didn't even make an $8 million sweat.
I just, I am worried about the goaltending situation. So, I don't know what the cause of it is. How long does it take to knock the rust off?
I don't know. You got to ask Milbury that.
Yeah. Mike Milbury will be on with us in a couple of days on Bruins Thursday, so I guess we can ask.
And I think maybe he's putting a lot on himself because now he is the guy and they're not scoring, and so maybe that might be something that's running through his head, like he has to be perfect.
But he was the guy in the playoffs, and he was spectacular in much more pressure-packed games when he should have been more tired.
Yeah, but he was. He didn't have that payday and that pressure on him of like, okay, you are now
the guy.
You're goalie one.
But he was the goalie one in the playoffs.
But not with the price tag.
Yeah.
Like I agree with Wiggy. I think the pressure may be too much for him.
And he technically wasn't goalie one because didn't Lena start game one and two? Right? Didn't Linus stop?
They got past the first round and then into the second
round. Yeah, like, but, you know, but there was, like, Linus was in the first round, games one and two. I mean,
right, and then he started the rest.
Right, but now he is the guy.
Yeah,
And you got all that money, and you have all those expectations, and...
But honestly, the other guy, Korpisalo, seems like he's better at times.
And then it's nothing to do with who's the backup. It's that he got paid and he has pressure from the pay.
Yeah,
he would have gotten paid either way.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying now the giant spotlight is on him and him alone. And I think maybe he's thinking about that and missing camp. And he's like, man, I didn't help, you know, kind of held out for this
money. I held out. I put everybody back a little bit when it came to the team chemistry, development, whatever. And it's all on me. And but that's what. You want the $8.5 million, right. Then that's what comes with it.
Well,
so,
the Bruins should have paid him, and maybe if he gets there early and he's with everybody else, who the hell knows? But I don't know. It's always going to be this conversation. Like, they had some good opportunities last night, but it's always going to go back, and Milbury brings it up. Do they have, like, enough talent? Like, we sit here and maybe we say it, but we're not the hockey experts. But Milbury's like, other than Pasta, who's, like, somewhat performing, and Marchand, who's, you know, it's like, where is the real, real talent?
Well, that's why Milbury called them pretenders for the last couple of years. Like, when they would have stretches of greatness, Milbury never really signed on completely. He would always call them pretenders instead of contenders, and I always thought that was just him being pessimistic, but maybe he was right the entire time.
This is Joe in the car. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, guys. I know I said it the other day. Swayman is going to be the worst signing for the Bruins, and the reason why I say that, Greg, is because Omark made this kid better. Okay, he went to start a game, he knew he had Omark breathing down his throat, so this kid played out of his mind. But now that Omark is not there, this is who Swayman is. I'm telling you, he's not worth the $8 million they gave him, and we're gonna see this. He's missing the hugs. He's missing the hugs after the game. He's missing the hugs.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on the show this morning, and that includes our leads in about 10 or 15 minutes, around 6:25 or 6:30, and then they set it at 7. And that's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. We will certainly discuss what one of the top Major League Baseball insiders said yesterday about the Boston Red Sox getting serious with a capital S, Curtis, about making some moves.
And we can hear from him last year say the same thing.
The news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. That includes violent pickleballers in the news.
Mm.
And an on-court rage incident that led to assault with a deadly sneaker.
With video. So,
if this is the video I think it is, yeah. This was tremendous.
Classic. It really is. So we'll get to that in the rest of the news. And it is a tie Tuesday. And Ty Law will join us on the New England Patriots at 9 on today's show. But right now, here she is. You may be the subject of my lead, by the way, this morning. Oh. No offense.
Oh, gosh. No offense. I thought it was going to be a positive lead.
With Christmas right around the corner, science has determined something that I think is, I don't know if it applies to you or not, but we'll get to leads coming up. But here's Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins lost to the Blue Jackets last night 5-1 at the TD Garden. Charlie Coyle had the sole goal in this one, which is the latest of the Bruins' three-game losing streak. He talked about communicating with each other during tough times. Here's that.
It's just a lot of talk, communication. That's all it is. It's, you know, you play this game enough to know how to go through adversity, whether it's in-game bad shifts, bad plays, bad games, whatever it is. We're always together. We always help each other out, talk through it, communicate through it, and then you work through it. You know, that's all it is. It's simple stuff. You just got to buy into the simple things, the simple mindset. But always sticking together, always communicating, talking until you get through tough times, and then you work through it. If you got to grind it out, you got to grind it out. When things aren't going your way, you got to go back to the basics. We always talk about that, and I was always taught that. So I think that's kind of the mindset.
So on the record, Curtis, you don't think that Jim Montgomery survives the week?
I mean, I don't wish it upon anybody, but yeah. I do not believe he does.
Wiggy, you think?
I still think he does. I'm leaning towards Curtis, but I still think he survives.
I think he survives.
Okay. If he survives the week, the Bruins will fire him on January 20th at 12:15.
Okay. And I was so upset because I read a DM after yesterday's show, and I wish I had read it before, but were you spotted on the Jumbotron on Saturday night with a special someone?
Yes. I did make it to the Jumbotron. I didn't know. I didn't realize till I was singing a Bon Jovi song. Mm-hmm. And apparently I must have somehow caught the attention of the camera person.
Great taste.
I realized too late that I was on the Jumbotron. I figured it was probably a kiss cam, or that I should have proposed or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, poor Bobes.
I realized too late, but yes, it was. I didn't like the angle. Unfortunately, it was a side angle
right.
On the.
It's the pleats.
When it comes to the jowl area, it looks best when facing forward, not from the side. But yes,
Colleen Cox called me yesterday after the show asking if you had lost weight. She said, "I don't mean to be, you know, inappropriate, but has Greg lost weight?" I said, "I'm not sure," and she said he looked very thin on the stream yesterday.
Holy cow. Must be swing season for the Coxes.
No.
I know.
Nope, she was just trying to get a compliment. It'll be the last time for that.
I found out in Newport that Curtis has first when it comes to Colleen Cox.
Yes.
I think you called first with her.
What do you think about the socks?
All right.
He's got first dibs.
How did that get to me?
Well, it was because, if I remember correctly, Griff.
Right.
Yeah. Almost nearly through the end of our dinner in Newport, had assumed the whole entire time that you and Courtney's mom were married.
That's right. I mean, as I said, compliment to her, but I have to say, nothing gets past the WEEI team. We are on top of everything.
Well, it was weird when she said she wanted a shrimp and you put them down your pants.
Oh my God.
It was a weird thing to do
this
at
is
a
the
nice
most
dinner.
Uncomfortable
at 20, at 22 Bowens, it was inappropriate.
They
Curtis.
Did look like a happily married couple, though.
They did. Yeah. We were sitting, they were talking the whole night. I mean, right. Curtis is a conversationalist, right. if nothing else.
And
I mean,
as is my mom.
Right. If James was there, there would have been no doubt that they were all together.
The Dallas Cowboys got destroyed at home by the Texans. Texans in Monday Night Football. 34-10 was the final. C.J. Stroud completed 23 of 34 passes for 257 yards. Joe Mixon rushed in for 3 touchdowns in the win. And Greg brought it up at the beginning of the show, but it was the first time in 2 years that the Cowboys opened the roof at AT&T Stadium ahead of the game. A large piece of metal fell onto the field. If you're watching on Twitch, Mitch has the video of that. They then closed the roof once again. Very lucky that nobody died.
Yeah.
A big night for the Celtics this evening. They have the Cavs in town and will try to ruin their perfect 15-0 record. Tip is at 7. Will either of you be feet on the floor in this one?
Listen, I always try, but I support either way. And I haven't heard anything yet, but, you know, it's going to be a great night. Great night.
Yeah, I mean, this is a cup game, so.
Yeah.
So, Celtics need this one.
Uh-huh. So. You didn't answer about feet on the floor?
I have a prior engagement. Oh. Our coworker Joe Castiglione is being honored this evening in Framingham at the, I think it's the Sound Bites Award program. He's a broadcaster of the year. I will be attending that. To pay due respect to the great Joe Castiglione.
Oh, I love that.
I went to that with Joe Calgaro, and it was the longest night of my life, about 6 years ago.
Oh, well, maybe I can slide out after the apps.
I would get in, get out.
Okay. Pink shirt this evening?
No, I don't overwear the pink shirt.
No, I just like it.
I have a lot of other shirts, and I will put one on.
All right. Shaw's Star Market is having an extra special sale on frozen turkey. Pick up a Signature Farms or Shady Brook Farms Grade A frozen turkey for only 47 cents a pound. It's limited to one per customer. Minimum $25 purchase required. Happy Thanksgiving from Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. And because Greg brought up, Wiggy brought up James, this is the greatest photo ever taken. I have to just put it. This was James at Castle Island this weekend.
Look
at that sky.
Beautiful sunset.
Anyway.
Saturday night?
That was right before I saw Patrick Jones. 41 degrees. Beautiful day here in Boston. Afternoon high of 55. Rain coming on Thursday.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, Ty Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at 9 on this morning's show. Reminder that tomorrow night is the third annual 24 Lanes event with Ty Law to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. That is happening at Apex in Marlboro. I think we have 3 lanes remaining. So if any of you would like to join us, we'd love to have you. Great food, great bowling, It's kind of like a vodka event where some bowling breaks out every once in a while because of Ty Law and Corvus Vodka. So, Wiggy, you would back me up on that.
Yeah,
right?
All day long. He's ready to do some shots.
He's the host with the most, Law. So tomorrow night we're doing that at Apex. And if you want to get in last minute, put a group together, do some bowling, we would love to have you. Just go to thegreghillfoundation.org to get in on that. But Ty Law will join us at 9 on today's show. Before that, we will get to They Said It at 7 and to the news with Courtney at 7:45 this morning.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
All right, Chime, thank you. Your lead this morning.
Good morning, Greg. I thought that the New England Patriots on Sunday, their offense might have been the best I have seen in quite some time. Alex Van Pelt in particular, that was his best play calling game as the New England Patriots offensive coordinator. Andrew Callahan had the stat. He was basically 50-50 on run pass on first down, which I thought was great. It wasn't just a constant barrage of first and second down runs.
Keep guessing.
Yeah, exactly. He was actually leaning 54% pass on first down, which when you have Drake May and he was seeing the field as well as he was 99% of the game, like you let the kid make the plays, and that's exactly what they did. And then also going back and watching the tape, like some of the throws Drake was making in that game were ridiculous.
Well, it seems like an awful lot of those in the know are calling that the best game so far by Drake May.
I don't even think it's close. Like he was spectacular in that game on Sunday.
He was not using his feet as much. Mm-mm. Is that intentional or is that just situational?
So I am under the impression that it is intentional.
Okay.
I think post Tennessee, him and AVP probably and TC McCartney probably got together and was like, hey, running is great, but let's use it to our advantage. Yeah, and so what you've noticed now, too, is he starts to drift away from pressure, but instead of just talking and running, he's keeping his eyes downfield. Mark Sanchez mentioned it a couple times during the broadcast as well. He's keeping his eyes downfield, hoping that one of his guys frees up and that he can make a play down the field throwing the football. And I think there was one play in particular, he hit Pop Douglas on just kind of a crossing route, but there was the Rams sent a ton of pressure from the left, and he just drifted right a little bit, waited as long as he could, took an absolutely massive hit, and hit Pop Douglas for a 28-yard gain. It was awesome. It was such a good play.
His best game as a starter in the NFL, would you say it was Gerard Mayo's worst game as a head coach?
Yes, and that's why you lost the football game. Like, this is a game, the way Drake May played, you should have won this football game. Mm. Instead, there were costly penalties at bad times by Vedarian Lowe and Jalen Polk, and you made scared coaching decisions as the head coach. Mm. And for me, that's why you lost the football game.
And your defense.
Your defense was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
Can I bring up one point where Drake May was trying to rush in for a touchdown and kind of led with his head and looked like he was going to get concussed again, though? Because that was another point when I was watching the game where I was like, this is another reason why they probably don't want him using his feet as much.
Yeah.
Because if he can't figure that out yet after already having one, maybe not concussion, whatever you want to call it.
That's who he is, though. He's not going to change. Because look at Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen plays this kind of a similar style where some guys just don't, you know, they feel like they can make every play, and maybe
every play is like the last play of their life.
Maybe he'll learn a little bit, but he just seems like he's one of those guys when he runs, he doesn't really want to slide.
You're biased, but the turnovers don't bother you. I mean, I think he's had 4 in his, how many games did he play? 5. So
yeah. So I mean, turnovers are a concern, but as you've noticed over the last few games, like each game gets better. There's no like in.
Well, it's not
in,
better when you're throwing the ball away in a 2-minute drive to win a football game.
No, but I mean, at the same time, he threw the ball where he thought Pop Douglas was going to be, and Pop Douglas should have just turned his head. And all Pop Douglas does.
You put
does,
that on Pop Douglas.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I actually
May
tweeted it out
him,
yesterday.
He puts it on himself.
Yeah,
well,
which
that's
I think
what he
is
tells us. I mean,
accountability. I think that's a good thing as the NFL, like the quarterback of an NFL team. You should put it on you. Mac Jones would have thrown a teammate under the bus.
If Drake May has league average receivers, he's in the MVP conversation.
Mm. Yeah, you put him with Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, and he is lighting the world on fire.
Yeah. All right, Sean, great lead. We got to take a break. We will get to Curtis's lead and to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead all coming up next. Celtics, Cavs tonight. Cleveland undefeated 15-0. Celtics with a chance to snap that win streak. And tomorrow it is a Celtics Wednesday on this show. And that means that Mego will be with us at about 9 tomorrow on all things Celtics. But we were in the middle of leads. Curtis, good morning and hello.
Lock of the century, Celtics, whatever it is, -3 tonight. They're going to win by 10.
Okay.
Greg, you and I often discuss, you are obsessed with AI and the involvement therein in our society. I thought Ben Affleck had the most interesting, well-thought-out explanation of specifically AI and people's fears that it will take over acting and the arts. Here's what he had to say yesterday.
AI can write you excellent imitative verse. That sounds Elizabethan. It cannot write you Shakespeare. The function of having two actors or three or four actors in a room and the taste to discern and construct that is something that currently entirely eludes AI's capability. Look, AI is a craftsman. At best, craftsmen can learn to, you know, make stickly furniture by sitting down next to somebody and seeing what their technique is and imitating. But they're just cross-pollinating things that exist. Nothing new is created.
Not yet.
Craftsman is knowing how to work. Art is knowing when to stop. And I think knowing when to stop is going to be a very difficult thing for AI to learn because it's taste.
So I thought that was so well said. You can use AI to replicate what's already been done in a more efficient way. You don't use AI to show and to adapt new things in new ways. And that, I think, is why it is will, for the very foreseeable future, remain a helpful mechanism to transcript things or to get through, you know, code faster when programming. But when it comes to actually reshaping our entertainment or our books or whatever, it's a long way off.
But if AI is not being utilized at all times, aren't they going to sit down together and plot the destruction of the human race? And isn't that going to be the point that we're going to reach, Curtis?
How would they do that?
Well, they would be communicating with each other and deciding at some point that they're sick and tired of us as human beings. And that they're just going to overrun us and eliminate us.
But why haven't they done that yet? They've been around for a while.
They're waiting till we get fatter.
I don't think we can.
AI can technically not eliminate us. What they need to do is like shut down the banking system, and then we eliminate each other.
And then we would eliminate
ourselves. Yeah, so they can kind of like go in that direction if they get to that capability.
They have the robots. We'll get to this during the news. But they have infiltrated perhaps the most important family in the United States of America, and I am concerned by that when it comes to the robot uprising. But we won't get to that until Courtney does the news at around 7:45. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Curtis. Great lead. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. You guys already brought it up this morning, so it's been a little bit since it was brought up the first time, but Beyonce is performing at the Ravens at Texans game on Christmas Day, which will be broadcast by Netflix. Now, Christmas Day I always find fascinating when it comes to a sporting event, because if you're a season ticket holder, I don't necessarily know if families are all going to games on a day like Christmas. Mm-hmm. If you had sold your Christmas Day tickets already, you are kicking yourself this morning. They made the announcement on Sunday night. As of last night, Vivid Seats says the average price of resale tickets jumped 40% overnight from Sunday to Monday. They jumped, the average cost of a ticket jumped from $378 to $528.
Wow.
At SeatGeek, the average price of resale tickets rose 9% overnight, making the ticket demand 26% higher than the average price to attend a Texans home game. The highest price single ticket in the stadium to get in to watch Beyonce at halftime, $1,000.
Wow.
They're saying that ticket going to Vivid Seats online, the traffic to go to the site spiked 218% as soon as it was announced that Beyonce was going to be the halftime performer. So if you are somebody who had season tickets for the Texans games and you sold them before the Beyonce announcement, I would be calling the front office saying, what the absolute F did you do? You should have let us know before you did this.
Now, is the NFL doing this because they feel like they need an extra bump for a Christmas Day football game? I mean, it must be.
Well, they always do it on Thanksgiving for, like, the Cowboys because they had Dolly Parton last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So there's usually halftime performers on Thanksgiving, I believe.
What do you think she's being paid to do this?
I heard she's getting Kamala money.
I mean, would they pay her because they don't pay people to do the Super Bowl?
Right.
So it's
But this is different.
Right. This is the day of Jesus' birthday.
And you're not getting as many eyes on like a single game than you would the Super Bowl.
Oh, so you're saying you're going to have to pay to get more people in the door?
Yeah, she's from Houston.
Right.
So that maybe she got a hometown discount.
I'd say probably like 5 milli.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
some way to do it.
I mean, I wouldn't think the Christmas Day has traditionally always belonged to the NBA.
Yeah. And they're cutting into that.
I wouldn't think that the NFL needs it. I mean, if your choice is on that particular day is watching the NBA in midseason or the NFL toward the end of the season, I think you're going NFL.
The NFL already totally killed the NBA on Christmas ratings last year.
Yeah.
For an awful, which, I mean, the Chiefs lost, but the Raiders and the Chiefs last year, it was they blew doors of the NBA.
This is the NBA. I mean, this is the NFL just showing a power move. Like, listen, we want to come in and we basically want to put our feet up on your couch. We can do that.
Yeah.
Because we are the NFL. Because there are some good games on the Celtics play on Christmas Day. Yeah. They play against the Sixers and then the Lakers at Golden State. And you know, so there are some good games on, but yeah, the NFL is like big dog.
It is also interesting that Jay-Z has been working with the NFL too when it comes to like Super Bowl halftime performers and stuff. Yeah. So maybe it was like a deal done with Jay-Z to get his wife to do the game.
If she got $5 million, I will jump in the Charles.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, how much you think she's going to get?
I don't know what it is, but I guarantee you it's
she's in that world. I guarantee you she's in that $3 to $5 million world for her to go.
So you think the NFL, instead of just not having a halftime show, just said we'll lose $5 million?
Oh, for them, it's probably. I mean,
they're going to get a lot more eyes on that game now that she's the halftime
show.
Maybe
Netflix paid for it.
Yeah, maybe they did. Maybe, that could be true.
Maybe Netflix did.
Somebody paid if she is like, she ain't going up there for no million dollars. I can guarantee that. Beyonce ain't coming up the house for $1 million.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. Great lead, Courtney.
Thank you.
Wrestle Elites, Wiggies, and mine both coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.